You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 84, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, today's guest says, remember that your visions are greater than your fear, and your actions are the evidence of your faith. I love that. So show up and keep shining, because you were made for a purpose and the world needs you. Joining me on today's show is Fearless Cruz. She is passionate about making women feel their best by helping them bring out their uniqueness and authenticity through life coaching. It is her vision to see women rise up in leadership in all aspects and in any aspect of their lives, using their gifts and talents to build a life they love. She is the founder of Kingdom Women Entrepreneur, a sisterhood community for faith-filled entrepreneurs created for equipping and supporting them in all areas of business as well as faith walk. Now on today's show, Fearless is going to share, always seek for godly wisdom, inquiring of God, not just in our personal lives, but in all aspects of our lives, particularly in business. So very important. She's also going to talk about, remember that we are stewards of God's gifts and talents. Everything that we have comes from Him. And when we know and really get a clear understanding of this, this changes the way that we look after our business and the people that God has given us. She's also going to talk about everything starts with a vision and so much more. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Anne-Marie. I'm so glad to be here. What a great introduction there.
Oh, look, everything that you're going to share today, I think, is just so important. And many, I know there's many women in business that are watching today, and I think some of the insights you're going to share is so empowering. Let's just back up a little bit and share with people how you got into the life coaching. Was it something you'd always been passionate about, or was it a calling that you had just recently, and obviously studies that you've done? How did that journey play out for you?
Yeah, so actually in the first year of my business, I was a personal stylist. So I started, as a personal stylist.
Yes.
And I launched that. And in the first year of that business, I was just saying, God, how can I better serve my clients? And, you know, I really want to grow, and I feel like there's something more I can offer these women, because every time we're in the fitting rooms, we're talking about, you know, life and what they're going through, and they're asking for advice and things like that. So I actually went into a workshop, and in this business workshop, there was a life coach that was speaking. And as she was speaking, I was like, oh my goodness, this is what I want to learn and be able to help people create the life that they love.
Yeah.
So from then on, I went into an academy, the Life Coaching Academy, and I loved it. And from then on, it's all about life coaching now. And I feel like this is really where God has put me, and I feel like it's a ministry for me.
Yeah, I love that. What I really love about that too, and I'm sharing this because someone may be listening or watching today that is in the moment, they've taken action, which you did, you started your business, and as you were building that momentum, you leaned into Him and you felt that there was just something more, and then through that and really seeking His support and wisdom and insights, you've now expanded your business. And how often so many of us sit back and we wait for the answer first before building the momentum, and often the answer will come as we are starting to build that business. Because from the sounds of it, the women that you were working with, you just expanded the services. You recognized a need, and now you are helping them across all of those key areas, and maybe even sometimes bringing in some of the expertise and the styling too, because it's all who we are. And that's why, because I've been, before we press record, had a look at some of your lives, and that's why you look just on point with all of you, because you were a stylist.
Thank you.
So love that. Let's talk about always seeking for godly wisdom, because sometimes I think as entrepreneurs and business owners, we're ambitious, we've got a drive, and we rush forward without always leaning in and asking for his wisdom first. So what does that mean for you, and what are some of the things that you've noticed once you really did start to seek that godly wisdom?
Yeah, so I think it really boils down to our devotion and the time that we spent with God. It's really, really important. And for me, first of everything, that's what the Bible tells us, give him your first of everything. And even in the morning as we wake up, the first hour of your day, having that moment with him just gives you, insights and things that you won't learn in textbooks, things that you won't learn in workshops, right? Because it's something that's so personal. And that's what I love about God, is that as I was building my business, I've always asked him, God, what is it, that I can help serve people with? What is it that's in me that's different, that you put in me that I'm so passionate about, that lights me up? And at first, I think it was a stepping stone when I did the personal styling business. I believe God used that as a stepping stone, because my background really is from a retail background, where I work in retail, selling women's clothing. And I love that. And so I think God used that as a stepping stone to really get into the heart of what it is that I've been wanting to do and wanting to serve women. And so I think definitely starting your day right, starting your week right, starting your year right, and having really just giving it all back to God and saying, God, what is it that you want for me to share? Because it's all about serving.
Yes.
And it's all about giving him the glory. So my prayer really is all the time is, God, what is it that I could do today to give you glory in any parts of my life, specifically for business as well? And how can I better serve my clients?
Yes. Yeah. So important, and what a wonderful message to and model, I think, because, you know, sometimes, I mean, I love my early mornings too, and there's been times, and I'll be the first to admit, that there are things on my to-do list, and then all of a sudden you realize, hang on a minute, I haven't looked at my daily devotion, haven't done that, and it really is all about setting that intention. What would you say to someone who is listening or viewing today that maybe has not really carved out that time on a regular basis? What are some of the things that you've noticed, either in yourself, the doors that have opened, things that have happened for you in your business since you really committed to doing that first?
I've got a really big testimony here, a big story, but I'll try to make it short.
Oh, absolutely. No, tell the story.
But one big testimony, I believe, okay, so first things first, yes, we are busy, especially being an entrepreneur, and I've got a seven-year-old, so I'm really busy with school stuff, homeworks and things that I've got to do, but setting a schedule and carving out that time that, you know, this is my God time, this is the time where I need to shut everything off and hear from my Creator. Okay, so that helps with scheduling. But one thing that I've learned as I also was like spending time with God was it's all about obedience. That let's be obedient in really listening to that voice that, you know, it might be through his word when you're reading, but also as you're praying, he'll give you this desire, he'll give you this passion or thought that will drive you to cause you to take action in your business. One thing that happened to me was in my church, I was the women's ministry leader for 4 years. I was leading that for 4 years. And God had put a desire in my heart that as I was building my life coaching, to Fids, you need to go out there. And I mean, I was serving in church, which was great. But he had this nudge in my heart that said, you need to go out there and you're serving women outside of the church. And you know, that's where he's led me, and that's where I feel I'm more fruitful and I'm more and I thrive. And and he was like leading me to step out of my comfort zone. And and I was like, oh, it took me a couple of years even to say, God, is this really you? Are you really wanting me to take my life coaching to full time, as in focusing on that now? And so I spoke with my pastors, my head pastors, and thank God they were so supportive, and they said, you know what, go for it, Go for it. We'll pray for you and we bless you. And because of that obedience and because of me saying, yes, God, I'll do it with the fear of, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen, right? Yes. But still, God proved that he was so faithful. He opened so many doors. As I did that, I found that it was so easy to get into interviews, magazines, things that I need. And I didn't have the funds to begin with, but God always provided.
Yeah.
And I love that because it just confirms that, you know, when we're obedient with God, then he will always give you that confirmation that you're on the right track.
The next step or the next validation, the next interview, the next contact. Yeah.
Right.
Isn't it interesting that when we do lean in and we hear and then we take action, things like that really do happen. And I think what's really important is to, as you said, to maintain that time with him. Because often when we get busy in the hustle and bustle, we can often get distracted, we can often get discouraged. And it's so important to really remind ourselves of what it is that we are really working towards. And as you said so beautifully, ensuring that everything you do is a worship to him and really for him, you know, in every way, a blessing to him. What would you say then to someone who, again, has said, well, I don't really have time to do that. Just in yourself, what would be one last thing before we move on to the next point? The reason I just want to ask you that is because so often we can put our time schedule, our to-do list before the most important thing, which is to lean into his word.
Yeah, look, it's what comes up for me there would be, you know, when we say that when we're worshiping and we're praying, it really is a lifestyle. So at the same time, it's finding the balance because if, yes, we're busy, we'll miss it in the morning and you might not be even be a morning person, right? It could be a night thing for you. But just being conscious that, you know, throughout the day, it's your lifestyle that gives God praise and worship. It's throughout the day that you're worshiping him through your work and knowing that as you're serving people, that's your you serving him and praying as well, even as you're walking along the day or when you're on the bus or, you know, having your time away from the kids or, so it's a lifestyle. It's not like, okay, from 8 to 9, this is my moment now with God. Yes, it's great to do that. But when life gets really, really busy and we all know we can't, like, have those schedules, just being conscious that, yes, throughout the day, that is my way of praising and worshiping God.
Great insight. Yeah, so true. Because so often if we are busy, like sometimes the school has something on or there's a networking meeting, that's okay. Then let's find another area. But worship as you're going, you know, sing praise or whatever on the way. That's something that I tend to do as well. Let's talk about our gifts and talents, because often as business owners, what we may do is we look at the social media posts and the Instagram and we see what other women in business or men too who are watching, listening today. Sometimes we can get that pang of insecurity or comparison. It's like, oh, how on earth can I ever compare? Yeah. But as you say so beautifully, we are stewards of God's gifts and talents. That's We've each been blessed uniquely. Share some insights around this. This is so important.
Look, for me, what comes up would be having your own path. Everyone's got their own path. And actually, we're just jotting this down this morning in Proverbs 3:6, that in all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. It's your path. It's nobody else's path but yours. So focusing on your own journey and not looking into, you know, hey, what is she doing? What's he doing? What's he up to now? But when we are focused on how God is moving through our life and just also just having that gratefulness, that, you know, there's no one quite like you.
Yes.
God has just created you so specifically for this moment and have put that gift and that talent in you that no one else has.
Yes.
It's just incredible. Just having that gratefulness and, that we have our own path. Yeah. We don't need to look at other people and compare.
Yes. I think that's so important because often what it can do is it minimizes really our gifts and our talents and our strengths. Let's speak a little bit about that because I think often with our gifts and talents. And I heard this said the other day, is often we don't see them or recognize them in ourselves because they can come quite innately, or we may assume that everybody has that ability. But that's really where we need to be so clear on leaning in, because often we can understand that, maybe even through what people have reflected back to us and what people say about us, and how often when we hear a compliment, we go, oh, no, you know, anyone can do that. Speak a bit about this, because I think this can often be the thing that once we get clear on, there's a level of inner confidence, not arrogance, but inner confidence that we can say, you know what, this is the right path for me. I'm going to lean in, and this is what I'm going to contribute and share with the world.
Yeah, totally. Like, especially for me as well, when I was still trying to, you know, I feel like I was walking in the dark and trying to figure out, you know, what is it that... I've actually made a video about that where I say, I was telling them about the story of I've been a barista, I've worked in the law firm, I was a receptionist, I worked in retail, I've done many, many, many different jobs, because I was in the search for what it is that God had, you know, had put in my heart. And what am I here for? What's my purpose? All these questions I've been asking myself. You know, and then what I found was it's the thing that lights me up. It's the topics that lights me up. It's the, you know, the subjects that when someone bring it up, I'm like, oh my goodness, I love that topic, you know. And then I just realized that these are the stuff that I love to do. I'm sure, you know, it's that passion that will, you know, translate into something else as God has for me.
Yes.
I've always prayed, God, what is it that you want me to do? And reveal it to me. And I feel like he's helped me discern when I know, like when it's, you know, when it lights me up.
Yes.
It's always that, yes, that's you, Fitz. That's so you. Like, you know, when I see something that's, that tugs at my heart, for example, life coaching. The reason why I'm in life coaching was I was in a place where I was so hungry to learn. I was always like, I need to learn, teach me, how do I go about my business and how do I do this? And at that time I felt like I couldn't see anyone at that time. So I thought, why not be the answer for that question, and why not learn to be a life coach and help women that have gone through what I've gone through?
Yes. So important. I think sometimes, and this is what I'm starting to recognize as well, there are a number of us who are very multi-passionate, multi-talented. And some that can be a good thing, and it can not be such a good thing, because we do have a lot of different interests. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. When you reflect back on each and every one of those instances as experiences, rather than look at it from the point of view, well, you know, because I sometimes think I'm a bit scatterbrained, I'm a bit everywhere, I get bored very easily. Actually, God had us do that particular role, experience, whatever, to build a strength and knowledge and talent in us that we can now leverage as we're continuing to build and focus in a different area. Can you see that kind of play out in your life too, that every experience gave you a little bit more confidence, a bit more talent in a certain area that you're now using today?
Totally. And I feel like it's the pain. I feel like when I was in those dark moments, the painful moments in my life, I used to say, why did this happen to me? Why does this happen to me? But now it's more, it's happened for me.
Yes.
It's changing that way of, you know what, it's actually happened for me, because it's something that had caused me to be more resilient. You know, and also I believe that God puts us in those situations because when we get to that point where we feel like, oh, you know, I made it, or I've done it, it's, we go back to God and say, it's only by his grace. It's only by his grace that I'm here now having this conversation, because if it wasn't for him, through those dark moments, I wouldn't be here. So just knowing that it is by God's grace that we are here where we are, and that journey that we're going through, it's a character building journey. You know, because God's not interested in your title. He's not interested in what you, you know, what you're doing and things like that, but he's interested in your character because that's eternal.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Love that. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And how often as women and men, but I think women, I can relate to that because I am a woman. Sometimes what we do is in our identity, and if we're talking about success and significance, we can often look at external factors, can't we? Or even in our identity. And a huge lesson for me, and I'd love to hear your insights if you've had something similar experience, is when you recognize that no matter what certifications you get, no matter how many awards you win, no matter how many clients, all of that really means nothing or doesn't give you that satisfaction that you're at peace, you know, really from the core center of who you are, to we look at who God says we are and our identity in Him, and knowing that that alone is really going to be where when we settle on that and we really realize that with all our heart, soul, mind, and spirit, then from there we can continue to grow and do things because we're connected to that. Yes. Have you found that to be true too?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, yeah, totally, it's a journey. And as we get to know God more and as we, you know, like when we pray, we're praying to our Creator. Mm. So who best know how
who
to
we are.
Get the most of us? His creation.
Yes.
He has created us, so He knows exactly how we tick. Mm-hmm. You know, He knows what drives us, what just that little bit of push that we need. And I feel like, you know, in business sometimes, yes, you're right, we start to see, oh, I've got this award, I've got this, you know, title, or I've got this many followers on Facebook, and then we start looking at those as our security for business. But really, yeah, it really is about God. And at the end of the day, we don't take that with us, do we?
No.
but what we take with us is the relationship, the relationship that we make with people. And in my business, I'm really, really focused on making really meaningful connections. And that's why I created that Kingdom Woman Entrepreneur.
Yes.
Because as entrepreneurs, we need each other. And it's not just about, you know, yes, we use our gifts and talents, we get paid for what we do at best and what we love to do. That's great. But at the end of the day, we're sisters in Christ. And we go through the same struggles. We're human. And, you know, at the end of the day, we really do need God
to
oversee everything. Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And I mean, I know that you would have learned in life coaching. I mean, a lot of people are looking for their why. What is my purpose? What is my calling? And I know that as Christians, we know that we've all been destined. You know, our purpose and our was really, as you said so beautifully, he knew us as he knitted us in our mother's womb. It says so in the Bible. And, you know, as Christians, sometimes we need to be reminded of that, you know. And sometimes if I look at friends and people that I know that aren't Christians, you really wonder what hope is there, you know, when often in the most challenging of situations where as a human you just have no idea how you're going to move forward. When you bring it to prayer and you lean into Him, there's a sense of peace. Even if it doesn't turn out the way that we wanted to, we're okay with that because He knows, you know, He loves us and He always has the best, you know, our best at heart. What would you say to someone who maybe has been brought up in a Christian environment, or maybe is floundering a little bit in her faith, or maybe does not really know Jesus that well? What would you say to her when you're thinking about a lot of the work that you do with clients to really inspire that hope and possibility for them?
Yeah, for someone that's starting to get to know Christ, and I've just recently received, you know, their faith walk and starting to walk that out, I feel like, yeah, get into the Word. It is His Word. There's nothing else. I guess it's really the Word and having that time with Him, because that's when life changes. His Word is so powerful. It just changes your life. And I believe God's a personal God, and He'll meet you where you are. You don't have to try to be like, oh, I'm going to be good first and then I'll go to church. I'm going to be good first and then I'll make that commitment to follow God. It's not about that. God is with you in every single journey. and just open your heart and read His word. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. That's what the Bible says. If you want faith, you've got to be in His word. You need to abide in His spirit and just, you know, trust that even though, as you said, it might not go the way you want it. It might be different. The situation might be difficult right now. Yeah. But trust God that He's doing a mighty work behind the scenes for you in your favor.
Yeah. There, we're reminded, aren't we, that there are things that are unseen, that are unknown, and there's a reason for that. If we knew and saw all of His plans, we would just be overwhelmed in that. So, and also, too, I think it just reminds us as Christians that sometimes if we were to know all of that, we're not walking, you know, we're walking in sight and not by faith.
Yes.
When we're told, walk by faith and not by sight, because that means we're putting our trust in Him, and that really is what we desire, and we don't get prideful in that. So very important. And I think it's such a great reminder around, you know, when we're looking at what is unique about me, what are my gifts, what are my talents. Often reading the word and leaning into that, we will be given the answers that we seek. And sometimes the answer that we get was not what we were looking for, and certainly not what we were expecting. It's even better. It is even better than what we could ever have dreamed or imagined. Speaking of dreams, let's talk about vision. It's so important to start with a vision. Yes?
Yes, absolutely. Without vision, people perish. That's what the Bible says. And, you know, as I build my business, even with my family, and every part of your life, there's got to be a vision. And I feel like that's definitely a God-given vision, something that we need to, as we start to get to know Him and have a quiet time, God will reveal that to you, and He will show you a glimpse of what's to come. And I love how God does that. And He does it all throughout the Bible when He, you know, when He speaks to His people, He speaks through dreams or visions. So, again, it's all about having that personal, intimate time with God.
Yeah.
And, definitely having a vision. That's why I created that vision casting workshop. That sometimes it's hard to do it on our own.
Yes.
But it's great also to have a group around you that will support you and understand how to create that environment to meditate and ask God for His vision for your life.
Yeah, so important. I think too, when we're thinking, you know, previously we were talking about having multi-passions or interests in a lot of different areas. When we do really have a clear vision, often that can be a guideline, can't it? If lots of opportunities, we can then use that vision. Does it fit in? Is it going to give me steps forward? And if not, well, maybe it's an opportunity that, not to say no to, just not yet. And we can park that on the bookshelf or for another time once we've really started to build momentum. Because I think often too, as women entrepreneurs and men in business, what can often happen is we don't have a vision. We can kind of go, and as you said, if you don't have a vision, then it's very difficult to be distracted and to become disappointed when we do have an idea, but when we can not building the momentum to achieve that. And what can often then happen is the enemy can kind of have us thinking, well, I'm a failure. Business is not meant for me. Everyone else can do it, but I'm struggling. It's just that we didn't have our vision and we didn't have the steps that enabled us to get to that. Yes?
Yes, totally. Yeah. And I think for me, what comes up would be the John 10:10, you know, where God gives us a life and life more abundant. And I feel like as Christians too, we tend to go, oh, you know what? I'm content with what I have.
Yes.
Or like, I'm fine where I am and this is where I'm going to stay.
Yeah.
But, you know, God wants you to live a life and life more abundant, meaning it's overflowing. It's constantly being refilled, fresh anointing every single day. And I feel like when we do that, when we say, you know, I'm fine where I am, I feel like it's really limiting God and limiting what's inside of you, because you have a massive God. Let's just remind ourselves that we have a massive God, and when you serve a massive God, there's amazing things that's inside of you that you might not have even tapped into yet.
Yes.
There's so many things to discover, and that's why vision is really important, because in those dark times, those times when you feel like, oh, I can't make it anymore, go back to that vision, go back to God's promises for you. Go, you know what, enemy, this is what God said. that he's going to do for my life, and it's happening.
Yeah, get behind me. That is lying. Mistruth. Yeah, I love that. Love that. Look, just share with us, if you would, how people can get in contact with you. You've already talked about the vision workshop that you've done, but what other services? How can you support people as well? In their building their kingdom business. Share a little bit more about that.
Yeah, sure. So my main service that I offer is my one-on-one coaching. Mm-hmm. So you can find me at my website at fidelliscruise.com, and you can get in contact with me through my Facebook page as well, which is Fidelis Cruise. But I also have my kingdom affirmation cards as well. I don't know if you know Anne-Marie.
I saw them. They look beautiful.
Oh, they're amazing. And we nearly sold out, actually. I've got it here.
Hold them up. Yes. Yeah.
So that's one that I've been praying for a long while. And I've been saying, God, when am I going to write a book? And I wrote an ebook. Mm-hmm. And then little did I know, it's going to be made into these little cards. So see, that's how God surprises you, right?
Take action, start to build momentum, and then he will just show you.
Yes, and he connects you with the right people too. So I'll just say that Jackie Newton is the designer for these.
Yes,
and he's beautiful. Amazing. And it's a collaboration. He'll connect you with the right people at the right time.
Yes,
and he will be the one to give the provision for your vision.
Yes.
So you'll never lack anything.
Yeah, beautiful. We'll have to get her on the show too.
Yeah.
And feature her and her graphic design that she does for sure. Beautiful. So again, what was your website? Say it one more time.
Yes, www.fidelliscruise.com.
Fantastic. And we'll put the links on the show notes, and the show notes are ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE84. And we'll also put your social media and Facebook and all of that good stuff, so people can click through on that if they want to connect with you. One of the things that I'm doing for all of our guests as we finish the show is just to say a word of prayer. May I do that for you as
Oh,
well?
Oh, yes, please.
Fantastic. Father, thank you for the opportunity of speaking to Fidelis today. She and the work that she is doing is just continuing to really shine the light on your word, how the importance of leaning into you, of understanding our gifts and our talents so that we can worship and honor you as we continue to bring those out into the world in the work that we're doing and the kingdom businesses that we are growing. Father, I just want to ask for your continued blessing and favor on Fidelis, her business, her life coaching business, as well as the kingdom cards. Father, will you continue to bless her, open doors for her, continue to allow her to support her clients in having breakthroughs so that they too can also bring and build kingdom businesses. Father, we pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
God. Amen.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute delight. And it's great because today I've had a number of interviews and you're the first Australian, and it's always nice to be able to connect with someone. It's great to connect with everyone around the world, of course, but it's always super special to meet someone who's actually in my home country. So thank you so much.
We should.
Next time you're down in Melbourne.
Because I think you're based in Sydney.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, what am I doing next week? I'm just from one week to another at the moment with our production schedule, but it's all good. It's been a pleasure to meet you, and all the best.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.